Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's not every day that a school board election attracts attention from the likes of the Wall Street Journal and the National Review, but that's what's happening in Douglas County, Colorado, just outside of Denver, where seats on the Republican-controlled board are up for grabs in November. Conservative educators point to Douglas County as a model in education reform, but hundreds of local parents don't agree. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Colorado Public Radio's Jenny Brundin explains.
You'd think all would be calm and quiet in this county that's one of the country's wealthiest suburbs, and that's traditionally had many of the top public schools in the state. It's anything but. Parents waving signs line busy arteries during a week of rallies in September. They're frustrated with changes brought in by a Republican-dominated school board 4 years ago. Changes like vouchers for students to go to private schools and paying teachers differently based on their performance and on whether the subject they teach is in high demand. Sindra Barnard started a group that fought the vouchers when her children were attending Douglas County schools. She says those types of policies are usually enacted in districts where urban poverty is high and test scores are low.
But then you take these reforms into Douglas County, one of the wealthiest counties in the country, all high-performing schools. If it can happen here in Douglas County, Colorado, it can happen anywhere.
The future of these policies hangs in the balance this November, with four of the board's seven seats up for grabs. Critics of the current school board say its agenda is being shaped by forces outside the county. National groups that favor market-based approaches in public education are paying attention.
And that's what Doug Ho is trying to do, doing a variety of things.
This is William Bennett, Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan, speaking on Denver's KOA radio.
They are almost a laboratory for every serious, thoughtful education reform on the conservative side.
Bennett was in Douglas County recently, speaking to business leaders, praising the school district's initiatives. And the Colorado chapter of Americans for Prosperity, a conservative political advocacy group, launched a series of TV ads supporting the school board and condemning its critics.
Douglas County schools are an incredible asset, a true blessing.
The unions are fighting Douglas County's plan to pay teachers based on performance. The ACLU and other liberals.
Susan Meek, with the group Douglas County Parents, is concerned about the outside ads. But she's even more disturbed that the school district's own fundraising arm paid Secretary Bennett $50,000 for his appearance.
I think probably what's most concerning right now is we're actually seeing money that would have gone directly to the students being diverted away to pay for outside speakers to try to convince the public that it's working. You wouldn't have people standing out here on the street corner if things were really working.
The group, which typically spends money on classroom programs, has also paid several high-profile education consultants. One of them authored a white paper heralding Douglas County's policy changes. The school district passed it on in an email to 52,000 parents. School board member Doug Benevento defends paying consultants.
We think that if a private foundation wants to give us money to have somebody come in and take a critical look at the work that we're doing and validate it or not, that's a value to us.
Back on the street, parents say new issues have come up since the fights over vouchers and teacher pay. Stefania Scott complains the district is paying for expensive niche projects like a student personality test when her children's school can't afford an art teacher.
It's not just teachers, but, you know, we've cut educational assistance. Parents have to fundraise for the basic needs in our school, including curriculum. Why are we paying for a program like this that's been untested, unproven?
These parents say things have gotten worse since the new board took over in 2009. There are 10% more students in the district, but 1% fewer teachers. A controversial schedule change in high schools has reduced instructional time for each course by 10 hours. But school board member Doug Benevento says the changes at high schools are working.
Just about every measurement you want to look at, our scores are better in high school than they were. And I think it's because classes are smaller and kids are getting better quality instruction time.
Critics point out that overall, class sizes have ballooned 11% since 2009. And state test scores in almost every grade and subject have dropped. Whether the district continues on its current path or new board members come in and slow the pace of change, well, that's in the hands of voters. For Here and Now, I'm Jenny Brendine in Douglas County, Colorado.
You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.